Now this is a story in fundamentals, pure fundamental principles, and all my niggas know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? But yo, it happened like this all the time in the past, no doubt about that. Ah, 1969, vintage bottle of red wine in my hand, who is that by the check stand? With the tall brown tan, I call her caramel. The closer I get, the distinctive scent of Chanel. Yo, she was fine, but this happens all the time. LA's notorious for having top-notch dimes. But this one here was a stallion. She looked half-sister to me, but said she was Italian. Italian via Puerto Rico. She said that she didn't know pops and that mom lived off Pico in Fairfax. Words to mix a lot, she had backs. Open off the far ride the moment she heard the Goldie Mac. Her name was Cecilia. You know I had to ask her about that wedding ring on her finger. She said that she was separated. That's all I needed to hear, cause for a moment there I hesitated. I hooked it up for that night a little later. Flexed to the tilt, put my groceries in the refrigerator. Turned on my TV to channel 2. 60 Minutes was on, you know the CBS News. Popped a brew, sat down for a minute. Caught this story about this mafia boss, known for killing kids and getting hit. Known for smuggling guns. The next thing they show was wedding pictures of his only son. Spit out my brew, cause guess who I see right on the TV? It's that broad I met at check stand 3. She's paging me, let me think quick. Let 10 minutes fly by, I called her back and fronted like I sick. She leaves messages, I never return. I'm not the one for the trick bag, too smart to get burned. So anyway, I sees her the other day. She says, I know I lied, but I'm feeling like Marvin Gaye. I need some sexual healing, I'm really hot. She grabbed my dick, I pressed my luck, fuck, then I shook the spot. Hey yo, the moral of the story is this. What was I supposed to do? The bitch grabbed my dick. Hey yo, the moral of the story is this. Yo, what was I supposed to do? The bitch grabbed my